Hey, it's great to be here with you this morning, folks, on Saturday Sunrise here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and as always, Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime here, as usually takes the airways right around 7:40, and you can listen to the podcasted episodes through the site. All you have to do is just go to our website, WFIWRadio.com, click on Bus, and then click on Saturday Sunrise. And folks, I'm glad to have this lady on the phone with me this morning. Got a couple of events coming up at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals. Now, it's Jerry, Dana, and the Bear family. They are the owner and operators. They help run Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals. I happen to have one of the owners on the phone with me this morning, and that is Dana Bear. And Dana, it's always great chatting with you here. And the month of October is coming up quickly. I mean, it's next week, but you guys down there at Steph's Coffee Shop, you have a couple of events going on, and I want to do them in order, actually. I think just be a little bit easier here for folks. But on Saturday, October 10th, you have the Fabulous Fall Autumn Vendor Fair. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. down there at Steph's Coffee Shop. So what is this event all about?
Well, this event is, it gives local folks a chance to show their wares and hopefully to sell some stuff or take orders for any handmade items or products that they have. We've had several of these vendor fairs, and this one and the last one we have done, we have not charged any booth fee. So this is absolutely at no cost to the vendors to come down and set up their booths. They'll come and set up for the day. And hopefully this will help boost their businesses a bit. And actually, the fall event has vendors, and at the present, two rummage sales, a bakery, homemade fish bait, garage finds, just lots of good food and drinks. And we just got all kinds of stuff that day. It's kind of a jack-of-all-trades day instead of a vendor fair, really.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, I was just looking at the notes here, and obviously, you know, you have a lot of vendors down there. And I've been to this before, and it's very well attended. But I know that, you know, the pandemic is going on, and I know people are being careful and all that. But one thing I noticed here in your notes is that social distancing will be observed.
Yes, it will, and we will have like the hand sanitizer at different booths and stuff for people to use. They can feel free to wear a mask and social distance. It's all outside except for one thing, and the one thing that is inside will be a one person at a time thing, and then the lady that is doing some facials will be able to sanitize before somebody else comes in. And so I think it'll be I hope it'll be well received, because it, you know, we can very well social distance at this.
Sure. You guys have the space and everything to accommodate the vendors. Just want to know here, I know that we're, you know, at least a few weeks away from it, but how has the interest been in terms of the vendors here?
It has absolutely been amazing. Absolutely amazing. I have not counted the vendors at this point. Every day I get calls from more that are coming, but and I don't know if we have time to even name a few, but I have probably about, at this point, at least 9 or 10 that are brand new to this event that haven't been there before. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is exciting. Dana, one thing that I was kind of thinking about here, and I know that it's fall, you know, it's going to be held in October, but I was thinking of questions to ask you the other night, and I thought, you know, with the Christmas shopping season, I know some people kind of shop throughout the year, then some people make the, you know, the mad rush, you know, toward the end of the year, but whether it be done in person or online, but obviously it's going to be ramping up before too long. But in the eyes of a shopper, do you think that this event is a golden opportunity for someone to shop for Christmas gifts?
Yes, it very well is. And, I mean, we have something for just about every age of person right now. I mean, we've got a girl that's doing some epoxy glitter cups that are absolutely beautiful. She's one that's new to this. You know, we've got everything from antiques to Tupperware to collectible tools and pocket knives. And we've got one boy that has made some very, very pretty pallet Christmas trees, and he's painting some of them and decorating all of them. And just there's just a wide variety of things that a person could come down, crocheted items and signs. And we got one, Daryl Page, that's doing some stuff. He's refurbishing and doing some bead dazzling to some items like crosses and different things. And there's just something for everybody.
Yeah, so again, folks, I want to go ahead and mention this again. It's the Fabulous Fall Autumn Vendor Fair, Saturday, October 10th, again, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Steph's Coffee Shop and Mills Shoals. Dana, if someone, since we're talking about the event right now, you mentioned earlier there's no booth charge for this, but if someone would like to secure a booth, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we have two phone numbers. One is 302-0775, and then my number is 599-6678. And you can also go online to Steph's Coffee Shop and Things and sign up there.
Yeah, there's also the Facebook page, as you alluded to. Again, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here at WFIW-AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois, also online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Dana Baer chatting with me on the phone here this morning, talking about Steph's Coffee Shop in Mills Shoals. Dana is one of the owners and operators of Steph's Coffee Shop. Her husband, Jerry, as well as her family, they operate it down there. Hey, one more event here we're going to be talking about here. That was for Saturday, October 10th, but actually, a week later, though, there's going to be an Autumn Outdoor Classic Rock Concert with Andy Avery. And I know you guys have had Andy before down there at Mills Shoals. It's going to be held on Saturday, October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. I was just wondering, Dana, talk about Andy Avery. I know there's people who have seen him live like I have, and then there's people who haven't. But maybe if you can, like, put in your own words of who Andy Avery is and what he does.
Yes, Andy Avery, he is quite a musical talent. He's got a very musical history. He's played with some of the greatest bands around. We've probably had him down to school, I'd say, 7 different concerts or so now. He's become a real good friend. He has, like, literally a magnetic personality, and he can play almost and sing almost any kind of music. Of course, this night's going to be a classic rock concert. He probably will do a few gospel songs. He's just a pretty regular guy, and anybody that comes to hear him, they come back. I mean, they really, if you can get somebody down there the first time, they're just taken with it and his voice. And he's got quite a testimony that goes with that, and he kind of tells his testimony sometimes as he goes along with his music. And so it's something you won't want to miss. And if you ever come once, you're going to want to come back.
One thing for sure is that this concert is unique. There's going to be folks can bring their lawn chairs, be like in distance, so far apart. But also, folks, if they don't want to get out of their vehicle, they want to have the windows rolled down or have the sunroof, moonroof open, hey, they can drive up as well and have like a drive-up concert.
That's exactly right. That's what we're hoping that people will do. And like I say, it'll be very easy to distance down there. And also, I was going to say, that night at the Andy concert, we will be having homemade chili and homemade potato soup and drinks and stuff that people can purchase and either go back to their vehicle or eat out on the lawn, distance in lawn chairs. And he will put on a very good concert. Anybody that wants to hear some good music, they need to come down there, because it'll be like bringing the past to the present, and it'll be a really relaxing night.
Well, Dana, I tell you what, you mentioned chili, and my heart was pounding pretty hard right there, because I'm a big chili fan, so I'm kind of really want to kind of take on Jerry in a chili eating contest sometime, but I better not. I'm afraid he may beat me in that. Hey, I love chili. I gotta throw that in there. But you're gonna have takeout food and drink available on site. So folks that they may be sitting outside, maybe sitting in their cars, you guys can like maybe take their orders and bring it out to them. So
That's right, and that concert will be going on from 6 to 8 p.m. that night on the 17th, and we'll serve food the whole time, so be glad to have everybody come.
All right, well, Dana, we just got a few more minutes to go here. So following, we talked about the fabulous Fall Autumn Vendor Fair. We also talked about the Autumn Outdoor Classic Rock Concert with Andy Avery, excuse me. What events, are you working out some events on the horizon following those two events, since, you know, 2020, I mean, we only got like, you know, after October, we got November and December. So any more events coming up or?
Yes, I tell you it is. It's about over. It's coming up fast, but we will have in November, one thing that I know of for sure that's already booked, November the 13th, that is on a Friday night. So it's Friday the 13th. But it'll be from our regular times whenever we serve food, 4 to 7, our community meal. And we're going to have Lonesome Steve Fowler and Jerry Wilson down. They're called the Burma Shavers, and they're going to come down and play from 5 to 7 that night. They are a folk music duo. They are very, very good to listen to. Their music kind of makes you feel like you just want to pull up a chair in a coffee shop and you kind of walk out knowing people better and have new thoughts and new characters to share life with. I mean, it's just a real feel-good evening with those two guys around. And then also the same night, Paula Bush, which is a local masseuse at Fairfield, she is going to be down there from 4 to 7 in a room where it's private, but she is going to do massages that night and reflexology of the hands. So people can also participate in that. Of course, that will be a one-at-a-time thing. With sanitizing in between.
Yeah, so got to mark that down on the calendars again. Dana, what was the date of that again one more time, if you don't mind?
That was Friday, November the 13th, and from 4 to 7.
All right, yeah, I appreciate that because I was writing it down. Sometimes I'm not a quick writer, but anyway, Friday, November 13th, folks, mark that down on your calendar, put it down your scheduling device on your phone. Hey, Dana, I know we talked about, you know, the fabulous Fall Autumn Vendor Fair. We talked about the Autumn Outdoor Classic Rock Concert. You talked about the event coming up on Friday, November 13th. Is there anything else you want to mention at all that you haven't mentioned yet?
Well, the only thing I can think of is that we still keep working on, and it's slowly getting there. But, I mean, we work full-time in our business, and so it's hard to just be down there doing, you know, like big chunks of a day or anything. But we are still working on the reading room, the library room down there. It is the former first and second grade room in that school. Then the third and fourth grade room we are working on, and it is going to be more of a historical room. We've got some plans for it where local people are going to donate different things to that have to do with the mill shows and surrounding communities. So it's going to be more of a history room. And then the fifth and sixth grade room, it is getting to, it's almost done, actually, that room is, and it will be a video game room, and then that will allow the seventh and eighth grade room to just strictly stay a pool room, and I think we're going to get one more pool table, so there'll be three pool tables in there for people to play pool. So we're getting there. It just takes time.
Well, it's a, the progress you have made for this facility, I mean, it's a night and day difference. I mean, it's taken a lot of time, you know, for the past few years, but it just seems like every time I go down there, I always see something that is added, and I see something that is new, and I have to commend you guys for it. And also, you and I have talked about this before in the past, but to get that new roof on the building, I mean, I tell you what, that's really helped out as well.
Oh, yes, that was the turning point down there because the school was in bad shape, and James Murphy wrote a grant. That grant got accepted. The town board pays a percentage of that roof, and then, of course, we got a grant for a percentage of that roof. But when that rubber roof got put on, that was the turning point to where you could do things to the building now and it would stay nice instead of getting ruined. So, yeah, that's been great. And I commend James for taking the time to write that and get that all set up and for it to be approved. You know, that's just something.
Well, Murph is the man. I got to give him that. He's my buddy, so I do appreciate him as well. And Dana, hey, I tell you what, two big events coming up again. Fabulous Fall Autumn Vendor Fair, Saturday, October 10th from 9 to 2 p.m. at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals. You got the Autumn Outdoor Classic Rock Concert with Andy Avery, Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals, Saturday, October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. Dana, as always, it's great to chat with you, and glad to see a couple of events coming up down there at Steph's. And you, Jerry, and the family do an outstanding job running that facility, and I hope that there'll be a great turnout at both events, all right?
I do, too, because they are both worth it. So I sure do invite everyone to come. And thanks a lot for having me on the show, Derek.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Dana. Appreciate your time here this morning. Again, that was Dana Bear, one of the owner and operators of Steph's Coffee Shop and Mill Shoals. Have any questions, give Dana a call, 618-599-6678, or 618-302-0775. Give him a call right there. Look him up on Facebook, Steph's Coffee Shop and Things. That wraps up this edition of Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Have a wonderful Saturday, man. Be safe.